Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And with your spirit.
Brethren, let us acknowledge our sins, and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, let us feel your compassion more readily during these days when, by your gift, we have known it more fully, so that those you have freed from the darkness of error may cling more firmly to the teachings of your truth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, saying, "Be ready to set out at noon along the road that goes from Jerusalem down to Gaza, the desert road." So he set off on his journey. Now it happened that an Ethiopian had been on pilgrimage to Jerusalem. He was a eunuch and an officer at the court of the Candace, or Queen of Ethiopia, and was in fact her chief treasurer. He was now on his way home, and as he sat in his chariot, he was reading the prophet Isaiah. The Spirit said to Philip, "Go up and meet that chariot." When Philip ran up, he heard him reading Isaiah the prophet and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" "How can I," he replied, "unless I have someone to guide me?" So he invited Philip to get in and sit by his side. Now the passage of scripture he was reading was this: "Like a sheep that is led to the slaughterhouse, like a lamb that is dumb in front of its shearers, like these he never opens his mouth. He has been humiliated and has no one to defend him. Who will ever talk about his descendants, since his life on earth has been cut short?" The eunuch turned to Philip and said, "Tell me, is the prophet referring to himself or someone else?" Starting therefore with this text of scripture, Philip proceeded to explain the good news of Jesus to him. Further along the road they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, there is some water here. Is there anything to stop me being baptized?" He ordered the chariot to stop. Then Philip and the eunuch both went down to the water, and Philip baptized him. But after they had come up out of the water again, Philip was taken away by the Spirit of the Lord, and the eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip found that he had reached Azotus, and continued his journey, proclaiming the good news in every town as far as Caesarea. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
My heart with joy to God for the earth.
My heart with joy to God for the earth.
The peoples bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound. Of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling.
Cry out with joy to God the earth.
Come and hear, O who fear God, I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with my praise ready on my tongue.
Cry out with joy to God for the earth.
Blessed be God, did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me.
Cry out in joy to God on the earth.
From the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the crowd, "No one can come to me unless he is drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, they will all be taught by God. and to hear the teaching of the Father and learn from it, is to come to me. Not that anybody has seen the Father, except the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. I tell you most solemnly, everybody who believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the desert, and they are dead. But this is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that a man may eat it and not die. I am the living bread which has come down from heaven. Anyone who eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Like the account of the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, St. Luke's story of the Ethiopian eunuch and St. Philip is one that one can revisit time and again throughout life, and indeed throughout lifetimes. People who are rather literal-minded like to point out that there's no road going from Jerusalem to Gaza that passes through a desert. So we need to puzzle about that for a moment. When God wants to do something new and creative, he often takes us into deserts. And the Ethiopian eunuch himself is a desert, really. He's excluded from the cult, and he can't have children. He's reading an incomprehensible passage from scripture, and there doesn't appear to be any water around. Back in Jerusalem, the apostles had been converting people by the thousand, and yet here, surprisingly, the Holy Spirit takes command and tells Philip to go out of the city into the desert, in inverted commas, to find one single person. Well, maybe that has something to say to us about where we are and what we ought to be hoping for and doing. The Ethiopian eunuch is reading Isaiah without comprehension, but he is doing it with perseverance, carefully reading aloud. And Philip is able to open the scripture to him so that it stops being a desert and begins to flower. The Ethiopian can identify himself, perhaps, with Christ rather strongly in that account of the suffering servant. When I was in Chile a couple of weeks ago, there was a young Ampelfordian on a gap year who had just been reading the same chapter of Isaiah, and he was overwhelmed by it. He said it simply couldn't be a coincidence that so much of what Isaiah foretold was being fulfilled in the account of Jesus' death and resurrection that he was experiencing while going through the Triduum. Not only is the desert a place of incomprehension, but it's also waterless. And yet suddenly water springs up in the desert, and the excluded Ethiopian, a very unpromising person to be working with, asks a passionate question: what is to prevent me being baptized? And perhaps we can hear the voices of many outside the church who feel that it's not for them, but have this deep thirst. And so, as we consider that narrative today, much of it we could apply to our own situation, and we can also be confident that the Holy Spirit, even in the desert, can bring us new eternal life and the joy that comes with the Holy Spirit all through the writing of Luke. Together let us stand in prayer. Let us pray for the archbishops and bishops who are with us, that the various deserts in which they find themselves may become places of grace and renewed life. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for all those who suffer from childlessness, that they may nevertheless become sources of life and refreshment for others. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us ask the Blessed Virgin Mary to pray with us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In a quiet moment, we offer prayers of intercession for those who have asked for our prayer, and we bring before the Lord our own particular needs. Heavenly Father, we ask that you be pleased to accept these prayers we offer through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Pray, brethren, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hand, for the praise and the glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his great church.
O God, who by the wonderful exchange effected in this sacrifice have made us partakers of the one supreme Godhead, grant, we pray, that as we have come to know your truth, we may make it ours by a worthy way of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, at all times to acclaim you, O Lord, but in this time above all, to lord you yet more gloriously, when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. He never ceases to offer himself for us, but defends us and ever pleads our cause before you. He is the sacrificial victim who dies no more, the Lamb once slain who lives forever. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy. Every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic hosts sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim.
Sanctus, Sanctus, Sanctus Dominus Deus Sanct. Veneris Concedite,
holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your Church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever. Amen. At the Saviour's command and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Saviour Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your Church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign for ever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And
let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Let us pray. Graciously be present to your people, we pray, O Lord, and lead those you have imbued with heavenly mysteries to pass from former ways to newness of life, through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in the peace of Christ.
Thanks be to God.